give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies.
Folks, we have a packed program for you today, from President Trump waking up the minorities around the USA, to politicians loving the spying of U.S. citizens, yep, you heard that right, to exposing the operation taking place to restore America, and seeing just how much fake politicians hate life in Arizona. And we're going to see more on Holly Weird and what they've been up to. It's very interesting. We're also going to cover a movie that's coming out. You'll be surprised. Has something to do with the moon. Wait till you see that one. Oh, man. Here we go. Well, folks, I just want to remind you, August 11th through the 18th, we are going to be heading to Alaska. That's right, At Sea with LT. It's going to be a great event. We are going to have an opportunity to spend time with other folks who watch this show and have stories to tell, right? They're going to be sharing the things that they've experienced when they started watching the show. And we get to do Q&A time. We'll have a meet and greet time where you get a chance to meet me and my family and have conversations. And it's just going to be absolutely wonderful. I mean, it's going to be in Alaska, too, out of all the places. If you go to the websites in the description box below, you can just click on it, and you'll see the headliners and guests that we're going to have, the destinations, the accommodations, additional options, and so much more. And so you'll see that we have LT there. We've got the Isaacs. We've got Tim Lovelace, amazing comedian. Just fell in love with him. Dr. Kirk Elliott, and so many more surprise guests, folks. You're going to be really surprised to see what we're going to be experiencing. And so you'll see day one departing from Seattle with scenic cruising Puget Sound. So day two, then you'll be heading over to Juneau with the scenic cruising Stevens Passage. And then we're going to be heading day four to the Endicott Arm Glacier. Isn't that something? Sitka, Alaska. Oh, man, it's so beautiful. I mean, look at that map there. You can see how we're just going to be having a pleasant journey all the way through Ketchikan, Victoria, British Columbia, and then concluding in Seattle. I mean, you just don't want to miss it, folks. And plus, you know, the view is going to be amazing. Spending time together is going to be absolutely brilliant. And I'm just looking forward to seeing you there. So hope you guys will check that out. And another thing we look forward to is when President Trump actually makes visits out to communities. Here's one he did in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, can my friend Dom get in one too? Yes. She's fundraising.
Come on in. Come on in. Come on.
Yes.
We're gonna get rid of Biden.
Yes.
Bye,
Biden.
Bye, bye, sleepy. He is the worst president in the history of the United States, and he's horrible to the black community. Like it or not,
been that way since
a senator. Community bad. And check out his record in the 1990s. Check out his record in the 1990s.
Your economically was for us.
Well, opportunities.
Opportunity-wise, everything's holistic.
Best job numbers ever.
The First Step Act, let's talk about it.
And again, the colleges and universities.
And that's something. He just has it all down. They're excited to see him. Let me show you some other clips. Here we go. I wanted to show you this one here, where he's having a conversation. She tells him that they support him, and watch what he does.
Oh. I'm proud of you to meet you, Mr. president.
Thank you very
much.
Yes,
we've also knocked doors for you in the past for your past re-election bid and when you ran the first time.
Wow.
Yes. I was interning for the GADOP at that
time.
Wow. Doing a lot for your tax credit reform bill and everything like that.
Well, we took care of those colleges.
Sure did. Much better than mine did.
Come here, let me give you a hug.
So he says, let me give you a hug. She comes on in, gets a picture. So excited. She shows all of her support, and she gets to come in. And then, let's see, we got a better view right here. Tell my mama I made it. Oh, that's so cool. Big smile, big support. And I'm just amazed. Look at the smile. Look at the just genuine, he's a man of the people. You understand him. He has spent so many years and so much time with blue collar workers. He knows them well. Read some of the books from him and his family and noticed that his sons even. We're told to go out and work out with the folks on the construction sites, get a chance to know them. And I think it was Don Jr.'s book that I read where he basically realized when he was out front working on the front lines there with the contractors, construction, and what much more, he got a chance to learn about families and the struggles they have and the things they go through and, you know, meet real people and real struggles. And I think that says a lot for their family. Amazing. And man, that leads me actually right to Eric Trump, which I'll show you that in a minute, speaking of sons. But I wanted to show you first this entourage. Look at this here. If you're looking at your screen, you're looking at several police officers escorting President Trump and this huge caravan of vehicles. If you were watching earlier when he was there in Chick-fil-A and he bought 30 milkshakes, I believe. You'll notice that a lot of the Secret Service-looking folks, right, with their earpieces in, were surrounding him, looking and watching around for everyone. It seems like a pretty big entourage to have just for a president, you know, no longer there. Ultra MAGA, Dean Erickson, nothing to see here, just a presidential candidate getting escorted through the major city, shutting down a major freeway on his way to the airport with a massive law enforcement escort for protection. If you still don't think he's our commander-in-chief, I don't know what the planet you're living in. So anyway, love to share that information, and it's just amazing. So here's Eric Trump. He was on Fox supporting his father.
Lastly, for the president of the United States, got a court case probably going to start your dad next week. For 6 to 8 weeks, he could be stuck in a New York courtroom. That's Monday through Thursday,
it's
8 hours, 10 hours a day. How do you overcome that? What's the plan to overcome it? It's not going to be a surprise.
Every single time he walks into that courtroom, millions and millions of dollars flow in because the American people know exactly what's happening to him. And you have a judge who has a family member who literally profits off of these cases, who's making millions and millions of dollars.
His daughter.
Off of these cases, whose Twitter profile is literally my father behind bars. And that's what that's what New York has become. You know, and my father goes in and there's a recusal motion in there right now. You need to recuse yourself. You can't have these conflicts of interest. And Brian, you know, New York has become the legal system in New York, at least on that level, has become the laughingstock of this country. And it has to get fixed. And you can't have judges who have family members who literally fundraise off of, you know, people that are sitting in front of their fathers getting indicted and making millions of dollars for it while being the biggest political operatives and fundraising operatives in a state. It cannot happen in the United States legal system.
I believe the judge did donate to the Biden campaign in a small number, but he's not going to recuse himself. But as you look at this case in particular, the president's got has a gag order on him, cannot really talk about it. Yeah. How debilitating is that?
Well, think about it. They want to do that from day one. You know, Twitter banned him, Facebook banned him, Instagram banned him. Every judge puts a gag order on it. I mean, we do have a First Amendment in this country for a reason, but as it pertains to Donald Trump, for some reason, it doesn't exist. As it pertains to everybody else, the First Amendment's unstoppable. But if it comes to Donald Trump, he no longer has a freedom of speech according to these courts. And it's he'll take this all the way to the Supreme Court. He'll take it as far as he needs. And he's got an amazing voice, and he will come in here, and he's going to win the cases. And Brian, he's going to win this presidency.
Six months out, you believe you're going to win?
I know we're going to win. I know we're going to win because I know where this country is. I can feel the sentiment of the country. And people are not buying what's happening right now. The mainstream media, they'll keep on peddling their nonsense, but Americans are upset.
Right.
This country is going down the tube. And they miss the guy who did a great job for this nation, which was Donald Trump. And he's going to be back in office. I guarantee it.
And I just
guarantee it. The people are upset. As a matter of fact, you go to Morning Joe, they had an undecided voter panel. I don't think it went the way they were expecting.
The undecided voters were also asked how they think President Biden is doing on the economy. Take a listen.
I think he's been absolutely disastrous for the economy.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Please raise your hand if you think President Trump's policies on the economy would be better for your family personally. Raise your hand. All right. So that is everybody.
That's everybody. Why did MSNBC even play that? I don't know. Let's see. Let's continue a little bit more.
Is there anything Joe Biden could do or say between now and the time you vote that would make you feel differently about feeling that his policies would not be as good for your family on the economy? Or have you, are you pretty much decided that Trump's policies would be better for the economy?
I mean, I feel like he doesn't even take accountability for what's at all with what's going on in the economy. Not even accountability. Like, he's in denial that it's happening.
The point is Biden needs to hear the people, because when he's talking about the economy doing stellar, he's talking about the stock market. He's not looking at homelessness or joblessness. He's not, to Andy's point, thinking about how much it costs to go to the grocery store. And he's gaslighting literally everyone in the process.
And Omar, you voted for Joe Biden last time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so two thoughts. Number one, they could be setting up this narrative to try to make Biden look like he's not worth it anymore. He's terrible for our country. And then what do? They remove him, 25th Amendment, and off he goes. And they bring somebody else in. That could be why they're letting folks know how people feel. I mean, look what Biden did when he was hanging out with Japan, trying to find his notes.
Third, next question. Who do I call on next? Hang on a second. I got my list here. Hang on. I apologize. Aurelia of AFP.
Oh, let's see. Let me get my list of the reporters that they want me to call on. And it's going to take me a minute. Just pause here for a second. Oh, and then they escort the next person in, and they hope that something might change. You think it will? I don't know. We've got important things going on, and day in and day out, this type of exposure keeps playing out. And let's see what we have to hear from those that have been around. They know what's going on. Check this out.
The Democrats now suddenly turned to not be the party of the people. Now they're the party of forever wars, and they're the party of censorship. And there's a direct proof now, thanks to Elon Musk buying Twitter for $44 billion. That's a nice little thing to do on the weekend. Is that you could see that there's actual, talk about collusion with Russia. We have collusion, First Amendment, and of course the Justice Department will do nothing about it. But there's proof that the United States government colluded and told social media what they wanted to do. And that's a direct violation of American's First Amendment rights.
How about that, huh? The world is waking up. Many are starting to realize that, they were calling the Republicans the war party, right? Always starting wars, whatever. But, it's the uni party. It's not left versus right anymore. It's not Republican versus Democrat. As a matter of fact, you head on over to we've got this FISA deal. FISA actually was put together by Tucker, real quick, 76-second summary. Basically, 19 Republicans voted to kill a rule that would have allowed for consideration of the FISA renewal. Yeah. And then you had Edward Snowden show us this. Show us that Speaker Mike Johnson elaborates on his FISA flip-flop from when he was a rank-and-file member of the House, explaining that after receiving classified briefings, he has a different perspective. Edward Snowden, this is a textbook case of congressional capture. With a single briefing, the intelligence agencies routinely transform their most strident critics into the tamest of cheerleaders. Yeah, they just work their little magic, and they get folks to change their mind.
A few years ago, we learned conclusively that, in fact, the FBI and the federal intel agencies had been working secretly against Donald Trump's presidential campaign. So if you're wondering why no one has gone to prison for any of this now that we know it actually happened, well, the reason is in part a law called FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And that law allows the federal government to spy without a warrant on foreigners outside the borders of the country. And the idea is bad people are doing bad things against us. We need to know what they are, and we can't bother to go to a court to get a warrant every time we want to know. But it will never be used against American citizens. Well, of course, now that we know, it has been at scale. So that law is now up for reauthorization in the House of Representatives. And amazingly, the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson of Louisiana, has spent the last couple of weeks doing all he can to get that law reauthorized. In other words, to allow the federal agencies to continue to spy upon and punish people who disagree with him. In other words, Mike Johnson's own party, Republicans, Trump voters. Mike Johnson has been working to do that. And that effort failed today for the moment. But of course, this is a temporary victory. It will come back, this attempt to spy on you, an American citizen, without a warrant because you've been politically disobedient. Why will it come back? Because it's what they really care about.
How about that, huh? They learned to spy on you. They want to control the social media. They want to knock you off of YouTube. They want to make sure that you're scratched off of Google so you can't be found there. They want to remove you off of Patreon and other, PayPal. So many other accounts, they just don't want the truth out there. And then they want to be able to go into your home and spy on you and find out what you're up to and what you talk about every day. Well, they're probably doing that with a lot of our smartphones and smart TVs anyway. And then when reporters go out and start sharing information about maybe the exposing the government corruption, you got Catherine Herridge testifying that CBS News locked her out of her building, seized all of her files. I'm going to play that for you in a moment. But first, I really wanted to hone in on this amazing product's been saving so many folks since we had an interview. We're going to have another one soon with LTPetClub247.com. That's right. They are absolutely amazing. And I wanted to share with you another message that we received regarding this amazing product. Now, if you remember, we talked about the mushrooms, right? Yeah, it's for dogs, cats, horses, and humans. And I thought it was amazing as we went through these products and we noticed all of the testimonies of people when they take these, like Enforce, Enforce Plus, Coriolis, Enforce Restore. You've got Coriolis Coffee, Greek Coffee, Gold River Blend, Decaffeinated. You got Caffeinated, Enforce Clarity, and Double Mini Chocolate Chip Cookies. I mean, all of this you've got for your dogs, the Mush Puppies, Dog Biscuits with Coriolis. You've got Mojos and Brown Rice Dry Dog Food, and just so many things to choose from. Antler Split, Antler Sticks. I mean, look at this, folks. Mutt Mints. Wow. Must be for their breath. It's incredible. And so I got this one here to read to you. LT, watch every one of your videos and Bible studies. For over 20 years, I've had periodic swelling in my feet. Doctors have told me that the only thing I can do is wear a compression hose. Well, I found out I have two veins in my left leg where the valves don't close fast enough, and one in my right leg. Well, after watching the video about the mushrooms, I ordered the Enforce Plus pills from the Pet Club, LTPetClub247.com, and I've been taking them for 2 weeks. After about a week, I noticed my feet are no longer swelling. I haven't had to wear compression hose. Thank you for your podcast and LTPetClub247.com. Folks, please go in the description box below. Check it out. They are absolutely amazing. Love the product. We're taking it, and it is changing our life for sure. So here, as promised, we have Catherine Herridge testifying. CBS News locked her out of her building, seized all of her files.
As you know, in February, I was held in contempt of court for refusing to disclose my confidential sources on a national security story. I think my current situation can help put the importance of the Press Act into context. One of our children recently asked me if I would go to jail, if we would lose our house, and if we would lose our family savings to protect my reporting sources. I wanted to answer that in this United States, where we say we value democracy and the role of a vibrant and free press, that it was impossible, but I could not offer that assurance. The Bipartisan Press Act, which came out of this House committee, would put an end to the sort of legal jeopardy that I have experienced firsthand in the federal courts. And without the legislation, more journalists will run the uncertainty of the contempt gauntlet in the future. This legislation will provide protections for every working journalist in the United States, now and for the next generation. The legislation provides strong protections at the federal level for reporters and their sources. It would block litigants and federal government from prying into a reporter's files, except when there's an imminent threat of violence, including terrorism and in defamation cases. At the state level, similar rules are already in place to protect press freedom. It is my sincere hope that the passage of the Press Act will provide similar protections at the federal level. I hope that I am the last journalist who has to spend 2 years in the federal courts fighting to protect my confidential sources. My current situation arises from a Privacy Act lawsuit. I am only a witness in the case. It is not common for these cases to reach the stage of holding a reporter in contempt, but when such cases happen, they have profound consequences, impacting every journalist in the United States. Forcing a reporter to disclose confidential sources would have a crippling effect on investigative journalism, because without reliable assurances of confidentiality, sources will not come forward. The First Amendment provides protections for the press because an informed electorate is at the foundation of our democracy. If confidential sources are not protected, I fear investigative journalism is dead. Each day, I feel the weight of that responsibility. As you know, I was held in contempt of court for upholding the basic journalistic principle of maintaining the pledge of confidentiality to my sources. I have complete respect for the federal court and the judicial process, and I'm not here to litigate the case. It will play out before the appellate court in Washington, D.C. But the fact that I have been fighting in the courts for 2 years and that I am now facing potentially crippling fines of $800 a day to protect my reporting sources underscores the vital importance of the Press Act. When you go through major life events, as I have in recent weeks, losing your job, losing your company health insurance, having your reporting files seized by your former employer, and being held in contempt of court gives you clarity. The First Amendment, the protection of confidential sources, and a free press are my guiding principles. They are my North Star. When I was laid off in February, an incident reinforced in my mind the importance of protecting confidential sources. CBS News locked me out of the building and seized hundreds of pages of my reporting files, including confidential source information. Multiple sources said they were concerned that by working with me to expose government corruption and misconduct, they would be identified and exposed. I pushed back, and with the public support of my union, SAG-AFTRA, the records were returned. CBS's News' decision to seize my reporting records crossed a red line that I believe should never be crossed again by any media organization in the future. The litigation and being held in contempt have taken a toll on me and my career. This is not a battle you can fight alone. I am grateful for the support of fellow journalists and multiple First Amendment organizations, including the Reporters Committee for Press Freedom, the Freedom of the Press Foundation, the Coalition for Women in Journalism, the Knight First Amendment Institute, the Society of Professional Journalists, as well as the Columbia Journalism School, of which I am a graduate.
How about that, huh? So she's given her testimony. We've seen her quite a number of times on the cue board. It was absolutely amazing to watch all of this play out. And it just reminds me of like what James Wood says here. When you're sick, they'll force you to take their vaccines. When you're unemployed, they'll put you on the dole. When you refuse to coddle insanity, they'll arrest you for hate speech. When you question their cheating, they'll sue or incarcerate you. When you tell the truth, they'll censor you. When you try to protect your homeland, they'll enable invaders and squatters. When you try to defend your loved ones, they'll fill the streets with criminals. When you ask for voter ID, they'll harvest fake ballots and laugh in your face. The only mistake the Founding Fathers made was making it the Second Amendment. It should have been the first, because without it, the rest doesn't matter. All of that playing out, the spying, the controlling of the social media from the government, and so much more, kind of reminded me of, again, that FISA bill where they want to spy on all of us. Well, who knew? Trump mumbled and grumbled about the spying of his campaign. Turns out it was all true. They were spying on his campaign. And for the third time, in three consecutive cycles, it's trying to rig our presidential elections. The FBI and intel agencies secretly spied on Donald Trump. They lied over and over again throughout his presidency. Why hasn't anybody gone to prison? In part because of FISA, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. The idea allows the federal government to spy without a warrant on foreigners outside the borders of the country, right? Bad people are doing bad things against us. We can't bother to get a warrant every time we want them. No. Well, it will never be used against American citizens, except it has at scale, right? FISA is up for reauthorization, right? And so it didn't really pass. People stopped Mike Johnson via public outcry for the moment. Lessons learned. Well, what are we learning? A lot of powerful people in Congress lie right to your face. House Intel head Mike Turner reassures people that, don't worry, we're not spying on you. It will never happen. However, it happened to thousands of Americans, even Tucker Carlson. Officials from the Department of Justice lobbied and called Representative Chip Roy to say he needs to vote in favor of FISA reauthorization. Congress members are terrified of the Department of Justice because they could put kiddie porn on their computer and say it's theirs. Tucker then compares how Mike Johnson's behavior has radically changed since becoming Speaker of the House, right? We saw that. And so all of this playing out and more, and you continue down this road of politicians that get by with even stealing elections in Arizona. And as soon as they pass something protecting the children in the womb, check out what happens.
Hello, and thank you all for joining us. It is a dark day in Arizona. Just now, the Arizona Supreme Court issued its opinion in Planned Parenthood v. Mays, upholding one of the most extreme abortion bans in the country. And while it is currently stayed, we continue to live under an unacceptable ban, a law that still strips Arizonans of their personal autonomy and has no exceptions for women who are the victims of rape or incest or any regard for pregnancy complications. Let me be clear. Arizona's 2022 abortion ban is extreme and hurts women.
Uh-huh. Katie Hobbs seems devastated that human sacrifice is being threatened in her state. It's absurd that we live in a society where child sacrifice is being hidden under the guise of women's rights. We must lift the veil, wake the people up to the truth. We're learning more and more the party of human sacrifice, murder, and pedophilia is playing out right in front of us, and that would be the libs, and in a lot of ways, the uniparty. It's been crazy. And other crazy things, remember old Stormy Daniels? Well, President Trump put this out for us. Look what was just found. Will the fake news report on it? Remember Stormy Daniels? She says, to whom it may concern, over the past few weeks, I've been asked countless times to comment on reports of an alleged sexual relationship I had with Donald Trump many, 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 many years ago. The fact of the matter is that each party to this alleged affair denied its existence in 2006, 11, 16, 17, and now again in 2018. I'm not denying this affair because I was paid hush money, as has been reported to overseas owned tabloids. I'm denying this affair because it never happened. I mean, you just can't make this up, folks. More and more, we're waking up to all of this stuff, day in and day out, playing out for all of us to see. Former Vice President, thank you, President Trump. This is from President Trump. Mike Pence has been doing a lot of talking about abortion lately. He never felt I would be able to kill Roe versus Wade and bring it back to the states, where, according to all legal scholars, it belongs. He started at no abortion for any reason, and then allowing abortions for up to 6 weeks, then up to 15 weeks, and then, who knows? But it doesn't matter because the radical left Democrats will never approve anything on this issue, and Republicans don't have anywhere close to the number of senators necessary to make it matter. Mike has been getting very bad advice from Mark Long and others. That's why he's polling at 1%. With better advice, he'd be polling at a solid 2%. Maybe even more. Maybe get to 3%. Everyone must ask Democrats if they would allow abortions in the 7th, 8th, or 9th month. That is crazy. Or allow the execution of a baby after birth, as was suggested by the former Democrat governor of Virginia. They are radicals, not the Republicans. Whew, that is amazing how we continue to get this information in front of all of us, exposing the enemy of the people. AndWeKnow.com is where we're at, folks. Truth, hope, faith, and freedom. Just go to that website. You'll find out our videos, our social media accounts, and so much more. We also have in the description box below all these links, we have thepatriotlight.com. Absolutely amazing website. I love it. I love what my son did with this. This site, I wanted something like a Drudge Report for conservatives, and we had it put together, a lot of work, and it refreshes about every 5 to 10 minutes. You'll get new news. Home, politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, resources. You can see as you scroll down, look at the headlines. We try to pull a lot of the news from some of the most of the conservative sites that we follow. And also the social news is most of the social media accounts that we would look into and follow. You can see that when I click on it, look at all of that as it piles up for you to see in one area. And then you can go to our resources and see some of the things that those places that support us and We Know, and you can find all of those if you're ever looking for those that we do ads on and more. There you go. Pretty cool. Love that site. Thank you, son, for that one. And also, don't forget, we have shop.andweknow.com. That's where you can find all of our amazing gear. This has been a work in progress now for several years that Angie and Jamie have been working to get everything that we can provide for you. And it's we have the fellowship member program where you get the chance to hang out with me once a month on a Zoom call and also get a message from me once a month. And we try to have a call about once a month. Sometimes it's 6 weeks to 8 weeks, but it just depends. We've got our book there, our jackets, shirts, hats, tees, tanks, and so much more. So here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
Let me tell you something about celebrities, and let me tell you something about some big, big sports stars. If you honestly knew what some of your favorite big superstars really did behind closed doors, if you knew what your favorite late night talk show host did behind closed doors, if you really knew what your favorite radio star, TV star, newscaster truly did behind closed doors, none of us are perfect. We all do weird things. We're all freaky and weird and crazy. But if you knew, you wouldn't follow half the people, you wouldn't listen. And I tell you what, I put doctors on that list. I put CEOs on that list. I put the everyday person on that list. The fact you got to stop putting this much trust in local doctors too. I said, some of the doctors are out of their minds, out of their minds. Joe Rogan goes out and he says how he cured COVID, and people lose their mind. You know why they lose their mind? Because they're getting paid for the agenda. If you cared about humanity, you would have listened to what Joe Rogan said and went, huh, we should look into that. We should look into how Joe Rogan cured COVID. But rather, people are wrapped up watching the news, listening to their stars, because that's the way you've been programmed your whole life. We're still in the Roman Empire, baby. Feed them and entertain them just enough, and we shall control them through fear. and they would do whatever we want. We have a dictator.
How about that, huh? Jim Breuer is always on point. Love him and met him a few times now. We've had some great discussions. I tell you what a great guy. Ultra Peppy Lives Matter shared this. QAnon still lives rent-free in the minds of the mainstream media. You have to ask yourself why that is. Watch this from Jimmy Fallon.
Well, listen to this. The judge in Trump's hush money trial released the questionnaire for potential jurors, and it asked questions like whether they believe in QAnon, use Truth Social, or attend Trump rallies. In other words, he wants to know, are you Marjorie Taylor Greene? He could ask potential jurors as many as 42 questions, or if you're wearing antlers, zero. But Trump is busy. Trump is busy. He's got fundraisers. He has meetings, court dates. Yeah, his schedule is all over the place. If you're having trouble keeping track, let me help you out. Sunday, campaign. Monday, court. Tuesday, campaign. Wednesday, back to court. Thursday, campaign, raise some money. Friday, court case, lose that money. Fly to Florida on the go. Doing taxes, how about no? Buy Truth Social, failing stock. Never post without caps lock. Selling Bibles, only hope. Kind of like an orange pope. Hats and sneakers, payment plan. Pretty soon on OnlyFans. Back to Florida, need vacay. Wait for album, buy Tay-Tay. Need to fundraise, debt so big. Yell, the Powerball is rigged. New gag order, violate. Stormy turns down second date. DC, New York, back to Florida. Wear more makeup than Sephora. Here, there, here, the stock went lower. Fix your hair with a leaf blower. Bing, bong, ding, dong, having fun. Stare directly at the sun.
And so anyway, there we go. They are in panic mode. He's becoming more and more popular by the day, and they think through this comedy act that it will change people's mind. Jimmy Fallon thinks it's hilarious that Trump is being persecuted by the courts as he makes a joke of the Biden admin attempting to arrest their political opponents. He thinks that's funny. What about QAnon so offensive to these people? Was it the fact that QAnon exposed Epstein Island before it was known to the mainstream, or the constant amount of red pills distributed about Russiagate, or the Satanism inherent in Hollywood? They think that believing in QAnon is some sort of badge of dishonor when Q dropped more truth than these people speak in a lifetime. Well said, Ultra Peppy Lives Matter. Man, well done. And so as we move forward and we look into this whole thing, Scotty Marr put a video from Stormy Patriot Joe that is just really cool. And I thought you guys, a lot of you would really enjoy how he connected the dots recently with a Navy post, strange picture of a backwards scope, and just the guy had no idea what he was doing in this picture, but it's almost like it was done on purpose for comms to us about No Name in 30 days. Check this out.
Okay, I figured that this whole post by the Navy and then the delete and all the stuff around it was comms, and I think we got some traction, and it's pretty big, so I'm going to go through it a bit. So if you're not familiar, the Navy put out this post, somebody firing off of a ship. But there's so much wrong the more you look at this picture, okay? Then, like, the Space Force retweets it, says, hey, even our space grunts know the proper direction to mount a scope. The scope on the rifle is backwards, but that's not all that's wrong. So people are looking at it, and like, not the bee captured it and said, the Navy posted this picture and deleted it, but, you know, there's a whole lot wrong with it. Scope's backwards. The way he's got it up his shoulder is wrong. The way he has his arm is wrong. His forward hand is all wrong for that rifle. So everything you could be possibly doing wrong is wrong. So I was like, there's no way. There's absolutely no way that this isn't have a deeper meaning. Okay. And I think we're on to it. Okay. So first thing that comes out is right here from Legs of Freedom and over there on Twitter. And he's like, hey, I saw you post that there's something up with that Navy tweet. Did you take a look and see, you know, what ship that was from and the commander and all that? And I was like, what? So we took a look. So the new U.S. Navy warship commander mocked for holding his rifle with his scope mounted backward. So here it is in the New York Post. But here's where it gets interesting. Okay. The ship is the SS McCain.
Ooh.
Okay, and if you're not familiar with the comms around John McCain, I have a link that I'll drop that shows all the comms when Q gave us exactly 30 days notice of McCain checking out. And I go through that on show 48. I'll leave the link. But again, so here's the post, all the issues. SS McCain. So here's where the Q, after McCain checked out, Q2305, Q was letting us know, did you notice that Q actually gave us the 30 days notice and the time and the day and everything right down to the minute. And again, I'll drop the link that explains all that. So this was the post where after McCain got checked out, he said, did you notice coincidence? No name. No name is the nickname for John McCain. We don't say his name anymore. So he's no name exactly 30 days. Oh, and here's some interesting connections today. We just had Senator Graham activated around the whole abortion issue. I'll get to.
Yeah, Senator Graham actually came out and said that he doesn't think abortion should be legalized, right? Something like that. So it's almost like he's been activated at the same time all this is playing out. Activated to what? To start waking the people up or being on the positive side.
Into that on Friday's show, too. Okay. So, Absolute took a look at what I was dropping over, and he said, okay, so he said 30 days out, right, from today? So he took a look, May 30th, Q, panic in D.C., and we'll certainly probably have some of that. But here's the big connection. Q, 1326, 30 days out, May 10th, and it's all about No Name McCain. No name, previous messages, panic, discussions of his death and funeral, medical or escape. Now comes the pain. So was this a message that we have a 30-day window of something else coming down the pipe?
Interesting, right? Because we got into No Name several times over the, man, that was years ago now. But here's a reminder of a Freudian slip given by I forgot who this was, but anyway, John Kasich, here, check this out.
The other thing is, when you look at the Congress, though, it's like 24 hours since John McCain was put to death. John McCain was put to death. And look,
Romney, Adam Schiff, yeah. Bernie Sanders, President Obama, the Clintons,
my father, you can't kill him again, but whatever. They just get that out. She did it in anger. And he admits that they took him out.
The thing is, when you look at the Congress, though, it's like 24 hours since John McCain was put to death.
Yep, put to death. Why? Because of treason. And so we know all of that. We went through that in detail. And it was hard for many because so many supported him and said, you know, there was just a lot going on. But what was going on? And who was he supporting? What pictures did we have? Remember when he went over to Ukraine when he was with Graham and they were supporting this war, right? We're gonna support you guys 100% and everything that you do. It's like they were pushing war again. So there was discussions of the death, the funeral, medical, or escape. Remember they said, I think he had like brain cancer or something like that, and then he disappeared and he was gone. Then they had their funeral. When we go through the funeral, you see all the details of the flag and more, and you realize something strange is going on. Speaking of strange, here we are, Saturday Night Live, mocking all of us for telling the truth about COVID.
Okay, so the movie goes like this. The biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media and all the politicians and force all the people in the world to stay locked in their homes. And people can only come out if they take the cartels' drugs and keep taking them over and over. I threw the script away. I mean, who is going to believe that crazy idea?
Mocking. Okay. So CDC released a hidden COVID-19 vaccine injury report. Yep. Previously hidden reports of facial paralysis and other adverse events. Folks, we actually have a family member who has facial paralysis. Distant family. I've had actually two of them from two different directions. Wow. 780,000 reports were received shortly after the COVID-19 vaccines were rolled out, showed that people experienced a wide range of post-vaccination problems, including heart inflammation, miscarriages, and seizures. That was in the report. Loss of consciousness and seizure immediately following injections. Went to the ER by ambulance. One person reported. Somebody else said diagnosed with Bell's palsy today due to the left side facial numbness and paralysis. How many times do we say this is what's going on? Why won't anybody listen? Sudden and Expected actually has on X huge following. A lot of people are starting to realize when scrolling through all of this, they're finding out exactly what's going on with many. Care worker gone with a brain tumor. 4-year battle with long COVID is what they call it, right? Right? 12-year-old describes 4-year battle with long COVID. That's what they call it, long COVID, even though it has nothing to do with that. We know that already. We've covered it in detail. As I scroll down, I apologize for those who don't like the scrolling, but I'm trying to find one in particular that stuck out to me earlier. Another one, speaking to the cameras, Lauren explained that a blood clot had been found in her shoulder, which meant that she had to return home to have it operated on. I mean, just random blood clots out of the blue. You know, who knew why this is all playing out? 13-year-olds, 20-year-olds, young people, folks that just seem like they have every day to live for, you know, many, many years, and they're gone suddenly. It has been very heartbreaking for all of us, and we continue to pray. But while they're mocking you there, they also in Hollywood are releasing a movie about the moon landing. Not just the moon landing, but how it was faked and how they had to make sure that people were on board so they could beat Russia and how they used marketing techniques to do it. You think I'm kidding you? Oh, they had big stars in this too. Check this out.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Nicole.
Miss, you're on fire.
Very original. No, I do not want to stop, drop, and roll with you.
No, your book is on fire.
Oh my God.
Alcohol and flames. They like each other. Cold days.
Kelly Jones.
Public support for the moon mission is rock bottom.
Every day, something is breaking.
And we're dead. Again.
Yeah, we're blowing up.
The space program is a bloated mess.
NASA needs a marketing specialist, and you are the very best.
Excuse me? What are you doing here?
I tracked you down because I felt we had a connection.
What?
I'm joking. I work here now to sell the moon.
NASA's not something that you sell with a jingle and a slogan.
When I'm done, those men are going to be bigger than the Beatles.
Who is that?
For me, this is a very personal.
He's got my name.
You told me that your guys don't do interviews, so I had to hire new guys.
I'm here for the casting.
Who's he?
You. You're a juicy part.
60 missions in Korea.
I flew 52 missions in Korea.
I flew 52 missions in Korea. How's that?
What?
The whole world will be watching. We can't afford to lose to the Russians. We need to shoot. Backup version of the moon landing.
You mean to fake it? No one can ever know what we're doing.
I cannot accept that.
They will shoot you.
What is my budget?
Oh, boy.
I know a lot more about the moon than I know about you. Give me go, no go for launch. If you fake this mission, every single thing that we have sacrificed will have been for nothing.
You know you couldn't have made it to this day without me.
4, 3, 2, 1.
And
my Armstrong is a whiny little bitch. We have to recast.
I think we should have gotten Kubrick.
I think we should have gotten Kubrick. Stanley Kubrick, the one who came out and admitted that he had filmed it. Yep, more exposure. What do you guys think? Some folks are still believers in NASA and all the things that they say and do. Others believe that this is just a fun movie for everyone to play. I don't know what you guys think. Go into the below the video and give your comments. Some folks said you can tell white hats are in charge now, right? They want a slow exposure of the truth. Sketch danger, disclosure's coming. Irony of using Woody Harrelson, whose father was a CIA hitman involved with JFK's assassination, in a Hollywood movie about faking the moon landing. Huh. More and more folks just giving their comments on how this is all playing out. Many believe it's just a slow walk into exposing the truth little by little. You can do your own research, figure it out for yourself. There's a lot of hours that go into trying to figure it out, but I tell you what, I don't like the deception that they play out in front of us day in and day out. Part of that deception is playing out over our skies. We're being sprayed on every single day. Most folks saw this chemtrail spraying that was going on before the eclipse. They tried to hide something, is what it looked like. Some folks think they were spraying some junk on us. George Orwell, in A Time of Deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Check this out.
International corporations are modifying our weather all the time, and they're modifying it in ways that cover thousands and thousands of square miles. Programs are impacting microclimates needed for our crops to survive and needed for pollination. The other issue is that a lot of times we're talking about mitigation for climate change. It's rather an undefined term at this period of time. And so what happens is that many times we're talking about artificially putting chemicals like sulfur or particulates into the atmosphere in what they call geoengineering schemes to reduce, supposedly, global warming. And if you take and you put up into our skies chemicals to reduce the amount of sunlight reaching the earth, you are going to begin to reduce crop production. Without the process of photosynthesis, whereby plants from direct sunlight gain the energy to grow, to produce crops, we are going to find ourselves, if we mitigate in that direction, impacting the crop production not only here in the United States, but worldwide. What you're seeing now, a lot of times many scientists know, especially at NASA and in other areas, that the skies that we're seeing are not normal cloud formations. These are man-made. In California, the State Department of Health drinking water tests were examined between 1970 and this year, and we found unusual spiking in barium, aluminum, strontium, manganese, and all of these spiked at the same time in various drinking water supplies across the state of California and also in Arizona. So what's happening with these atmospheric tests is that aluminum, as one example, gets into the root systems of our trees, and it looks like the trees are dying of drought, but they're not. Many of our forests in Redding, California, and other areas are dying from warmer temperatures produced by persistent jet contrails, also impacting tree health and crop health. They know from scientific studies back in the 1970s that they deplete beneficial ozone in the atmosphere by releasing nitric acid.
And that was Rosalind Peterson, United Nations Address, 2007. Been warning for many, many years. Told you I spent time with some folks that just couldn't believe it. I'm like, just look up in the air. You'll see them spray, turn off. They'll spray, turn off again, and then you watch that spray, and as it continues to fill up the atmosphere, before you know it, the sun's basically turned off, and you can't have photosynthesis, and the things that require sunlight to grow, well, we start having problems, and they're going to have us eating bugs. Why? I mean, all you have to do is go to Publix. Look at this. $97.98 for a New York strip boneless. Somebody's $88, $81. So make the cost of meat go sky high, make it where we can't grow our food, buy out the farmlands, and make inflation go up. Unexpectedly rises 3.5%, plunging Dow Jones down 450 points. We're having all kinds of issues day in and day out with the money and how it plays out and more. I had a chance to talk to Dr. Kirk Elliott. We're going to play this video on Sunday. Silver price is up 24% in 60 days. He's going to talk about what countries own most of the gold. And the Fed Battle Royale, as he's going to compare it to WWE with the Feds and with the Fed Federal Reserve battle. But you can go to andweknow.com/gold anytime during the day. Just click, it's below the video, folks, and you can reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott and you can have the conversations that we have. Simply astounding. Here's President Trump with a word on some of this inflation stuff.
As inflation gets under control between now and November,
Biden has totally lost control of inflation. It's back. It's raging back. The number today was very high, very bad. It's actually much higher because they exclude various categories. It's actually much higher than that. The number is out of control. Biden has no idea what the hell he's doing. He's the worst president in the history of our country. And I have something, I have some good news. Where's Brian, Jack? Come here. This is a man I've known for a long time. He's running in Georgia 3. He's going to be a fantastic congressman.
So there we go, in Atlanta. Biden has totally lost control of inflation. It's back. It's raging back, says President Trump. Before we close, just want to give you an update. O.J. Simpson, former football star, acquitted of murder, dies at 76 years old. Here's a reminder.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Heard something really interesting today. You know, with 99 or whatever percent of people dying or the unvaccinated from the new COVID stuff, and over 90% of hospitalizations, especially in Florida, are among the unvaccinated. A female doctor was on this morning. She made the best analogy I've heard. She said that being vaccinated is like wearing your seatbelt, that it doesn't guarantee you won't get in an accident, but if you do, you have a much better chance of surviving. Hey, get your shots. I don't like wearing masks. And as you people who aren't getting the shots, that has brought this mask thing back. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
He's just saying. And he ended up getting cancer, and he's gone. So most people believe that that's why he's gone. Some others say that he was part of a sports thing, and there's a lot of stuff, that names that he released and more, and he happened to be somehow related to the Intel board or more. But I don't know. I just lean more towards the fact that he's pushing everybody to get the jab. All of a sudden he gets cancer and he's gone. And he's still a pretty fit guy out playing golf and stuff. And let's see, this stuff just to kind of remember about him.
So worth noting, because of that unrest, that racial unrest in the 90s, that is why so many people who may not have been invested in O.J. Simpson were just happy to see that someone who was rich and famous and black could get away with
Could get away with what? Somebody famous, rich, and black can get away with what? And that right there was a slip from Communist News Network, because they're trying to start race wars. They're saying, oh, well, it's okay for you to do that as long as you're a certain color of skin. And it's just sickening what these people talk about, what they think about. Something really strange, too, when I looked at this lady's face, I don't know if you guys noticed, but maybe you guys know why, but it looks like she's got a right here you can see the line. And then you've got this hair kind of blowing back, and maybe she's got some type of a wig or something on, and it's getting blown back. But I thought that was awkward, too. You guys know that Planned Parenthood faces $1.8 billion federal trial for selling baby parts. That's actually playing out. And we have children that need to be protected from those who worship Satan. We know this is a spiritual battle. It's been happening day in and day out. They're trying to legalize minor attracted persons, known as pedos. Human trafficking is huge. We've been watching that play out. And through all the things that we have noticed and seen play out in all of our lifetime, we've never been so awake than we are today. To see so many folks embrace President Trump is absolutely amazing. We don't worship the man, but we know, looking at all of the people as they're gravitating towards him, in the minority communities and more, has been absolutely amazing. And I just cherish these moments as you see people that get excited because they get a chance to meet him. And I tell you what, I'm overwhelmed. And I felt like, you know what, to end this video today, we'll end with the reminder of those that are waking up. Here you go.
You guys, we are just here. Black Lives MAGA. Woo! All Lives MAGA. Woo! Yes, we are here to support our president, Donald John Trump.
We are not black. Remember that.
Okay.
We ain't black.
Joe Biden said
we ain't black.
If you don't vote for him, you ain't black.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
So I guess I ain't black. Okay, so we want to see more minorities. We want to see more people of color.
You'll see.
The less. We want to see, because we know that you are out there. Maybe you're afraid to step out and to show your support for America and for God and for Donald Trump and for country. But come on out. It's okay. Come on to the right side. Come on to the right side.
If you like high gas prices, if you like killing babies, if you don't know whether you're a man, a woman, a child, a unicorn, a frog, if you don't know what you are or anything like that, if giving all your hard-earned money to a different country is what you like, this ain't the party for you.
And guess what? If you keep voting left, you'll have nothing left.
Hello.
Hello. If you keep voting left, you have nothing left. Well, we've got a uniparty going on. We got to see these rhinos kicked out, and we're going to, I believe, see an amazing election this year. We're told by President Trump November 5th will be one of the biggest dates that we'll ever remember in our lifetime. And I want to show you this. The Trump administration, the largest multi-leveled sting operation the world has ever seen. I believe that's what we're watching.
Got them by surprise in 2016, and they said, we're never going to let that happen again, and they cheated. And it's a shame that they're allowed to get away. And let's see whether or not they do get away, because I don't think they will get away with it.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I mean, you know, when you rob the store of its diamonds, I always say Tiffany, and you rob Tiffany of its diamonds and you get caught, you're supposed to return them. If we caught them cheating, you're going to let somebody that cheated stay for 3 more years? I can't imagine it.
And they're going to get 3 more years? They're rigging an election, they're going to get another 3 more years?
What should happen is... what the plan that we're on now, and I think a plan that's going to make people very, very happy, we'll be announcing sometime later.
No, it's not something I want to do. I want to look at what's happening, and then we're going to be doing something else. No, it's not something I would be interested in. And the vote counters were, there was great dishonesty. Look, it's been proven. Look at Wisconsin, what's going on. Sure. I think they may decertify their election.
Yeah. Better come back, and better come back strong. We'll be bigger and better and stronger than ever before.
We're going to be bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. And that was that information that was flowing out for all of us. And, of course, then he went to CPAC, and we heard this.
The election was rigged. They've undone some of it, not all of it. They'll never be able to do all of it because we'll be acting long before they can do all of it.
There you go. We have to stay strong, stay together, and really... ensure that this election will be the greatest one we've ever seen.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just want to come to you now again in thanks. Thanking you for how you masterfully, over the years, put together an amazing way of shaking the masses and waking so many up. Those that refuse to read the Word of God are now reading it. Those that were backslidden are now back to you. Could be one of the greatest revivals we've ever seen. Not the way that the churches have thought it would be played out, but in a way that we just see as absolutely amazing. Evil's being exposed, and we know that you are in charge of it all and see it all playing out. And nothing is hidden from you. And so we just ask that you would continue to guide and direct us towards those that are hurting, those that need prayer, those that need a hug, a smile, just somebody to come alongside them and say, hey, I'm here for you. Thank you for all that you continue to do for us. Please protect us from the enemy who wants to destroy our family. And we just ask all this in the name of Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much for all of your love and your support, your prayers, and more. We just can't thank you enough for that. And please hit that subscribe button or follow button and the like button and put your comments below the video on some of the areas that we discussed and let us know how you feel. All right. So for now, this is LT saying Semper Fi. Have a great weekend. Signing out.